This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we're here back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Horrible, horrible hair day. I apologize. Okay, so my hair was still wet when I left the house today, so it's going to be a mess. All right. So I hope you guys had a great 4th of July. We had an awesome 4th of July. It was fantastic to see fireworks to celebrate our independence and, you know, America's birthday. Even though that's not when we won the war, that's when we declared our independence, we celebrate July 4th. And we went to a friend's house, and then we drove around to find great places to see fireworks. And because we weren't going to go to the Las Vegas Strip area, that's where a lot of people coalesce, and we have thousands of people bumper to bumper on the Strip, which we're going to talk about. So we kind of drove around, and we found some places to see fireworks. And I brought my mask because we have a mask order in the state, and you only saw maybe one person out of maybe hundreds, right, that, you know, in little clusters with a mask. And I think it's because a lot of people were with their families, so they kind of got used to it and stuff. I would, though, suggest when you do next year do fireworks, wear a mask. I had to take care of a patient later that night. Well, I didn't really take care of him, but I got called on a patient who a firecracker sparkler jumped and hit her mouth and burned her lip, and you saw full thickness tear rip into the lip, and she got it into the mucosal in her mouth, and it was a bad one. A lot of fireworks injuries we need to talk about too. But so maybe she wore a mask. Maybe the 2,000 degree firecracker would have had a little barrier, right, against her mouth. We're talking about barriers with these masks. But for the most part, it was great. You know, a lot of people having a good time out there. But then it's interesting. So local news had a camera on, I think I saw Fox 5's camera footage of the Las Vegas Strip in downtown. And there were just thousands of people. Just, I mean, beyond what the eye could see. Because how the Las Vegas Strip does it is you have, you know, certain hotels that are going to have fireworks off the roof. And so they all go and sync. They do it to music. It's a fantastic sight. But you just saw crowds of people. Some of them wearing masks. Some of them had their masks down by their chin. You know, nobody really social distancing because there were crowds. And, you know, it looked like almost a normal 4th of July weekend. Until we hear rumors that, you know, in our state and other states, they're going to probably be cracking down and on businesses and local business owners and small business and cracking down on non-compliance and trying to maybe move towards another rollback. And I'm looking at these crowds, and then I'm thinking about the little mom-and-pop shop bakery, or I'm thinking about the little boutique store, and I'm like, okay, there's a huge disconnect. A huge disconnect. Now, what's going on in terms of cases? Well, cases are spiking, and I understand we're testing a lot more people, but the hospitalizations are going up. Okay, I don't panic when I see numbers go up because a lot of us get tested. We don't have any symptoms. We show a positive. Okay, it's significant, but not enough to roll back an economy and shut down a state. But hospitalizations are going up. We're seeing in Texas. We're seeing in Florida. We're seeing in Arizona. I think in Tucson, all their ICU beds were taken. In Nevada, we still have ICU beds available, but the hospitalizations, a lot of upticks. In certain hospitals, their ICUs are full. So now we're starting to look like what we started to see back in March. Now, we have less of a death toll because we have the medications and we have great protocols. We have great staff, nursing staff, residents, doctors, you know, jumping on the case. And you know, we're finding a lot of success with remdesivir, with famotidine, with azithromycin and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and oxygen and you know, respiratory therapist, so we might be controlling it a little bit. But when I hear that we're going to probably have to, again, you know, shut down, or like we've seen, the governor had said he's going to take swift action against those areas or businesses that are non-compliant, you just have to kind of stop and go, come on, right? Is it really the little mom and pop shop? You know, Israel's having issues. Other countries are having issues with cases. Cases are up all over. But what's really frustrating the small business owner, and even me as a physician, is we all busted our butts and we took a huge gamble closing our businesses. We did the mask. We did the social distancing. We stayed home. We pulled our kids out of school. Not that we had a choice. So we did all that like we were told. And then we had crowds. We had protests. We had, and mind you, even if the protests were something that a lot of us favored, if the big crowds and the virus got their surge from that, and then you turn and go, all right, you know what, small business, you need to close again. Many of us are like, come on, really? Really? It wasn't our fault. It wasn't the corner bakery that spread coronavirus. We have crowds of people, whether they were protesting, whether they were enjoying Vegas, whether they were just sick of being locked down. I believe the surge happened because, again, we have crowds. Crowds of people spread germs. Yes, you could spread a germ in a bakery. Yes, you could spread germs in salons. Yes, COVID can spread. But these huge spikes is not the small business owner's fault. It's because we, you know, went from lockdown to thousands and thousands of people coalescing, and whether they wore a mask or not, they allowed another breeding ground for this virus to brew. You know, and so people feel cheated. And News 13 did a great piece on this, but, you know, I was asked by other media outlets, how are, you know, business owners feeling? You know, are they going to, you know, be on board with another lockdown? I don't think so, because they did their part. They got screwed over. The virus comes back because, you know, officials are allowing protests again and allowing crowds. And then all of a sudden they have to close down again. Why do they have to close down again? So this virus wants to live no matter what we do. You know, in terms of masks, in terms of social distancing, in terms of closing down our business. So before we do rollbacks, let's really look at the numbers. And I would say, why don't we start building more hospitals? Why don't we start increasing our medical capacities? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, Circa the Dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have been watching some of the temper tantrums going on around the United States. And I hate to call them temper tantrums. I know the media calls them temper tantrums, but they are. They're temper tantrums. And I used to throw them as a kid. My mom said I threw a lot of temper tantrums because I'd be very, very frustrated. And I guess I didn't want to be a little kid. You know, I wanted to make changes, and I didn't like some of the rules that my parents had, and I still didn't like some of the rules. I think I was right, by the way. And so I would air my grievance. And a temper tantrum is where I'm not going to display one for you. I'm sure you guys have already seen me. There's probably a video of me out there having a temper tantrum. But I just stand there, and I, you know, would stop my feed, and I'd be like, ah! And I'd yell whatever I could yell, maybe even throw a cuss word. I was very eloquent as a 3-year-old and 2-year-old, and I would just cry, and I would be so frustrated. And I still, to this day, I don't maybe throw temper tantrums, but I cry. I when I'm mad, okay? I don't want to cry. I don't really get sad a lot. But when I am mad and I am frustrated, the tears come. And that really sucks because sometimes I get into a fight with Corey and I just really, really want to tell him off. And I think about it in my head because I'm in the other room and I'm like, okay, this is going to be good. Ooh, say this. I'm going to be able to say this and I am going to level him with just one word and I'll have made my point. And I march in there getting ready to say it and then I just start to cry. And I read it. And then, you know, I do us ladies a huge disservice because I'm like, come on, girl, did you really have to cry? And I'm like, no, I didn't want to cry. And I hate that. I don't know why. I don't know why, you know, that happens. All right? But a lot of, and I don't want to stereotype, but we do see women seem to cry a little bit more. Now, I'm not saying they have more temper tantrums. Okay? I see guys have temper tantrums all the time. You know, I'll watch my boys going, really? Really? I'll watch hubby yell. But guys do have their tantrum. But you know, maybe they don't cry. But women, maybe as a whole, and again, I know we're not supposed to stereotype, but, you know, from a psychological standpoint, women may be more inclined to voice their frustrations. And the reason why is we're nesters. A lot of us are nesters. So we want to fix the situation. All right? We want to, you know, but not that guys don't want to fix situations too, but we would rather everything be copacetic, everybody get along, everybody figure this out, and we just, you know, we could go back to our nest. And so you're seeing the majority of these temper tantrums, women. Now, you are seeing some dudes out there. And what are they temper tantruming about? The masks. They're temper tantruming about a lot of the rules. Oh, no. My Facebook. No. Oh, hold on a second. Sorry, guys. Facebook Live cut out again. All right. Hold on. There we go. Hold on. So many of these people have been going to a store. They've been going to a restaurant. They've been doing things for years. And all of a sudden now they're told that they can't walk into the store or they have to put something on their face. And I understand masks are not the most ideal sterile things out there. And like I said, it's the best thing we got right now for this stupid coronavirus. If you could go with it, please go with it. All right. I get they're not perfect, but people don't like being told what to do. People don't like being denied. All right. They don't like being denied access. They don't like being denied service. So you walk into a store, you're in a hurry, you have things you got to do. This is something you have done for 20-some years. You have dropped thousands of dollars into that store. You have patroned that store for the longest time. Part of your money is going to these people's salaries. And you walk in, and you have somebody who's half your age walk up to you saying, I'm sorry, you can't buy that your groceries because you aren't wearing a mask. I could see why people get ticked. I mean, I'm not saying temper tantrums are right, but I see why people get upset. And if you're having a bad day and you need to buy groceries and then you need to get to work and you have all these other pressures on you, being told that you need to go run home, find something to put over your face while it's 109 degrees outside, sometimes isn't taken lightly. So you see videos throughout social media, throughout the internet, throughout the United States, of people getting really, really ticked. And they get really, really mad. So one of the latest videos is a woman going up to a mask. There's actually a place in a store that sells masks, and she just starts, you know, knocking them over and cussing, and I can't reiterate what she said. But basically, you know, she vented on that mask display. But here's the problem with all this, okay? Your average employee did not make the rules. They might not have even voted for the rules. The average employee is there just trying to do their job. So you see, and I apologize, my nose is running. So you see state officials getting really, really mad at small businesses, at regular businesses, at employees saying, you need to enforce the mask and law requirement. Yet I see people get pretty violent, get pretty mad, start throwing crap around, and employees have to pick it up. They have to duck. They have to. It's not the employee's role. We've talked about this, and we've talked about this many times. If, you know, governors and state officials make a law, law enforcement enforces it, not you know, a pregnant 21-year-old, 110-pound, 5'2" woman. So I keep getting asked, you know, why the heck aren't businesses on board? How are businesses not complying? Well, let's kind of be honest about what happened here, okay? We all shut down. All of us shut down. Well, except for some essential businesses. And I know I'm in the essential, but I'm talking about we for the whole state or country. We shut down. We lose months of income. Now you're actually at a loss. Not only did you lose income, but you're at a loss because you still have expenses. You still have things that, you know, and you're not having any money coming in. Okay? You finally get to reopen, but you have a whole variety of now new crap to deal with. Some of your staff want to still stay on unemployment. They don't want to come back. You're being told that if you do reopen your restaurant, you can't have full seating. It only has to be half. Now you have also people going, well, I don't even think I want to come back, you know, to work or come into the restaurant because of COVID. So many of these businesses either don't have enough money for staff or they don't have enough staff. Then people come in and they're outstaffed. All right. When you start having crowds of people start coming in and you have maybe three people behind the counter, those three people are trying to control 50, 60 people. They can't do it. Mind you, also look at all the violence and look at look at what happened in Chicago. Look, I mean, you know, it's kind of turned pretty violent now in multiple areas. We saw the shooting in, shootings in Seattle. I think a kid died in the shooting. Now we've heard there was like a barricade and a mom had gone through the barricade and shots were fired and a kid dies. So you think that the average employee wants to put their life on the line to ask somebody to wear a mask or to kick them out of the establishment? So you're like, I see people online. They're like, all right, well, these businesses, they need to then hire security. With what money? Okay, they're only allowed to open half volume. Nobody could afford security. Again, we're not law enforcement. So you see how it, somebody's got to look at the forest instead of just the individual trees. And I know I probably really screwed up that analogy. I'm sorry. But, you know, we have varying, shall we say, data on masks. I guess the World Health Organization last month said, guys, save the mask for just those of you taking care of somebody with COVID. You had originally the CDC say, save the mask for the healthcare workers. We see a lot of these masks are being made in third world countries where they're all over the floor and people have their barefoot and their feet are next to the masks. You have, still spread. The virus is still spreading despite people locking down and wearing the mask. And so, yeah, you're seeing temper tantrums. People are getting ticked. They're taking it out on the wrong people. They can't take it out on a state official. They can't take it out on a governor. They can't take it out on the president. So what are they doing? They're taking it out on the employees that are making $9 an hour. That's a problem. And if any more employees get hurt, or any, you know, what happened at the Family Dollar store where a security officer got shot, I think somebody got stabbed at a Waffle House, come on. Now, I know that's far and few between, but I hear people say small businesses need to enforce a mask rule. They need to close down. Obviously, people who say that might not really own a business, okay? I mean, you know, when you have people that are not, you know, Krav Maga, you know, Taekwondo trained in, you know, military sort of, you know, defense techniques, I would not tell anybody to walk up to a crowd, right, and kick them out. All right, So there's temper tantrums. I'll throw a temper tantrum soon, but it's not going to be about the masks. There's going to be something I'm ticked off about, like, you know, not being able to get, you know, steak or something. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the U.S. Supreme Court has just unanimously agreed that members of the Electoral College must vote according to the laws of their states. The nation's highest court ruling that laws that remove or fine Electoral College members who do not cast their vote the same way as the popular vote are unconstitutional. The justices saying the results of the 2020 election could be clouded in controversy if that was not the case. New York City is entering phase 3 of the reopening process following the worst of the pandemic there. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
About 50,000 people will come back to work and start their livelihoods again. A whole range of personal services will be available again.
And this is USA Radio News. The holiday weekend was a deadly one in many U.S. cities, including in Chicago. On Saturday, on the city's west side, a 7-year-old girl was shot in the head as she was simply standing on a sidewalk. Her father, Nathan Wallace, making a plea to Chicago leaders last night.
Some have to give in Chicago, and I pray that Lori Lightfoot and chief of police get together and put something together to stop this. I mean, at the end of the day, at the end, our future is getting hurt.
The U.S. Supreme Court's upholding an almost 30-year-old federal ban on robocalls to cell phones. The decision also expanding the ban to include government debt collection calls. The decision was written by Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh, many of the justices only agreeing partially, but political consultants and pollsters had wanted the original law declared unconstitutional. The government wanted both the ban and the government debt exemption upheld. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so the Electoral College has received a ruling from the Supreme Court. And this is interesting. I want to just quickly kind of review the Electoral College. The Electoral College was designed, and it was kind of a brilliant design by the Founding Fathers, because if presidencies were just decided on popular vote, then those most populous parts of the country would decide the presidency every single election. So in modern day, that would be California and New York. California, New York, the highest populous states, would probably have the biggest significant impact on the presidency. However, states like Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Mississippi might not get a voice over and over and over again because they don't have the population, Wyoming, etc., as New York and L.A. does. So the Electoral College is supposed to protect against that. All right? So basically, our founding fathers wrote the Constitution. They decided they didn't want ill-informed public to directly elect the president and vice president, who might have been, let's say, in a geographical area, you know, persuaded. Who knows? And they didn't want to leave it up to Congress. So the founding fathers wanted every state to have a role in national elections. And, you know, it's interesting the foresight they had. Because, I think what happened is they were so sick of the monarchy with King George III and that they decided, you know, we are going to really leave it up to the people. But they stopped short of it being more, you know, communistic or socialistic. I mean, they built a republic and they, you know, came up with this, which is very, very unique, you know, to other countries. So the founding fathers came up with a system of quote-unquote electors. Now, these are pre-selected people from each state who really ultimately elect the president and vice president because we're on the same ticket. So we have 538 electors, which may change if Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. has electoral votes as well. So we have 538 electors, and they're divided among the states according to each state's representation in Congress. So two senators per state plus a number of representatives in each state. So it still allows states with higher population, like New York and California, to still have an edge. Because you get more electoral votes if you have a more populous state. Okay? So, if Florida has like 29 electors. Utah, however, only has, I think, 6. So, the candidate who wins the popular vote in any given state will get all the state's electoral votes. Now, it's very interesting. When Obama had won the second round, people were very, very upset with the Electoral College because they said that, look, you have a lot of conservatives and Republicans in California, and they never get heard. Well, they got heard during the Reagan elections, but for the most part, if you are a Republican living in California, your vote never really seems to count. It does in a way, but, you know, I see where, you know, the electoral votes go to the Democrat candidate. So people were upset. They wanted to get rid of the Electoral College. Then you have the election between President Trump and Hillary Clinton. Overall, Hillary had more votes throughout the country. But she lost the electoral votes. And people are like, well, that's not fair, that's not fair. Well, again, it's because if, you know, she had a lot of votes from New York and California, Iowa, Wyoming, Utah, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, they have a say. Oklahoma has a say. And their say is only aired through the Electoral College. Well, apparently, there was a case that went up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court wanted to require or wanted to allow electors to, or this case, to vote their own way. And the Supreme Court said, nah. States are allowed to require electors to back their state's popular vote winner. So there was something called rogue faithless electors. We'll talk about that in a sec. So the Supreme Court today held unanimously that states are entitled to tell their electors they have no ground for reversing the vote of millions of citizens. Washington State apparently was going to slap $1,000 fines on electors who ignored their pledges. So what happens if you have an elector, somebody in the Electoral College, that decides to go rogue? And say, he's not my president, I'm going to vote for Biden, or whatever. Or, you know, Everybody wants Biden. He's like, I'm a Trumper. I'm going to vote for Trump. They can't do that. So according to Justice Elena Kagan, the direction accords with the Constitution, as well as the trust of a nation that here we the people rule. And again, the court was unanimous on this. So the ruling leaves in place laws in 32 states of the District of Columbia that bind electors to vote for the popular vote winner. The electors almost always do so anyway. But faithless electors, they say the so-called faithless electors have not been critical to the outcome of the presidential election, but that could change in a race decided by just a few electoral votes. And you need 270 electoral votes to win the presidency. So if somebody's watching the news and, you know, they notice that Biden and Trump are really close and they really want Biden to win, and their state, you know, the popular vote went for Trump, and they think they could, you know, make the win, that's a lot of power for one person. That's what the Founding Fathers wanted to prevent. So the ruling came today as the court extended its release of opinions into July. Oh, so they are working into July. Look at that. This term already had a lot of busy short of decisions they had to make on abortion and gay rights, etc. So the justices had arguments scheduled for the spring so they could resolve the issue before the election, because we have obviously this a very contentious election coming up. So it's interesting, you know, federal courts in Denver had ruled that electors could vote as they please. They rejected arguments that they must choose a popular vote winner. So if other states still have that rule, and I don't know, I think the Supreme Court, based on this, is kind of giving the guidance, but they did leave it up to the states. It kind of left it up to the states for them to do that. A liberal-leaning state or a conservative-leaning state would probably not benefit from somebody going rogue. So you would think most of the states would be on board, which is kind of why all the Supreme Court justices were on board. So, you know, if you have, let's say, you know, Washington, and the popular vote goes to Biden, and you have an electoral college member that, you know, doesn't want to rule that way, you know, you would think they would be, well, Washington actually is. They'll slap fines, which is kind of interesting. They said Brett Chiafalo, a delegate for Hillary Clinton, was among those electors who voted for Colin Powell. So he and Washington State decided to vote for Colin Powell instead of Hillary Clinton or Trump. He got slapped with a $1,000 fine. Another delegate, Michael Baca, had his vote canceled by Colorado officials after he voted for Ohio Republican Governor Kasich instead of Clinton. So you're like, what are you doing here? Well, they could be, I guess, trying to sway the vote, obviously. So the closest electoral margin in recent years was not the Hillary Trump. Trump kind of won by a nice size number, but it was George Bush versus Al Gore. Bush won 271 votes to 266 as Al Gore. One elector from D.C. left her ballot blank. But 271, he just squeaked by with that one. So the Supreme Court had to play a role. There was a recount in Florida, and Bush held a 537-vote margin out of 6 million votes. That is tight. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the weekend, many of you guys probably on social media or, you know, if you looked at the news or read the news, you saw everybody talking about Hamilton. And Hamilton was all over. And I had not gotten to see it in the theater because I don't really go to the theater a lot, you know. And, you know, when I do, the tickets are really, really expensive. So there's only been a few shows that I've seen. But I had promised myself that the next time Hamilton was going to be in town, I was going to get tickets. Because I love history, and I love history being brought to life, and I love there being different interpretations, you know, of the history and the arts, and it's a great story, and it got great reviews, etc. So, because of the lockdown and the shutdown, businesses had to be really, really smart, especially the arts. And so, what happened is, I guess, the Hamilton creators or owners made a deal with Disney Plus, where Disney Plus uploaded a quote-unquote, like, movie version of the live performance. And Disney shares soared, and people who didn't have Disney Plus downloaded it. I think there was like a, gosh, millions of downloads, or I'm not sure how that worked. We had Disney Plus because my kids wanted it for The Mandalorian, and they do like Disney movies, and they're like, you know, grown-up boys, and they don't care. They're like, I love Disney. I don't, you know, I'm a dude, and, you know, I'm an adult dude, and I like Disney. And so they're okay with that. They don't get mad at me when I talk about that. They get mad at me when I talk about them, you know, always running around the house like in their underwear, not wearing clothes while they homeschool, but, you know, or online school. But at least I am allowed to talk about how they like Disney. And so after The Mandalorian got a whole bunch of people to, you know, go on Disney, it's interesting, they had a 7-day trial. So a lot of people watched The Mandalorian, which was that little baby Yoda. You know, there was a little baby Yoda all over the internet. You had a little baby Yoda. And it was supposed to be either a prequel or a sequel to one of the Star Wars movies. I'm very confused because Star Wars keeps going back and forth in time. So I don't really know where the hell or when the hell The Mandalorian was set. But maybe it was like after Luke Skywalker. But anyway, people would watch Mandalorian, and then why pay for Disney Plus? And since Disney Plus didn't really have a lot of new stuff, people dropped it. Well, Hamilton, I brought back a whole bunch of people who love the theater, and now they downloaded Disney Plus. What, though, they weren't anticipating is that there's a petition and there's a growing cry or a growing call for Hamilton to be canceled. Why? Well, what is Hamilton? So Hamilton is a story about Alexander Hamilton, but it's very uniquely narrated because they use rap and R&B. And their cast is very diverse. So you have Latinos, you have African Americans, you have Caucasians, but not as represented as other races and minorities. And so it won multiple Tony Awards, and Hamilton was kind of iconic in that it shattered a lot of previous, Broadway musicals, which would be a very predominantly white cast. So this was a cast that was predominantly black. And they told the story kind of in a modern way. And it was very, very well done. At one point, they even start to bring in some boogie-woogie. Okay, and I love boogie-woogie. And I love blues, and I love... And so if I have any criticism of it, is I think they should have gone and taken that even further and added more of that music to it. You know, because I there was a lot of rap, and the rap was good, but there's still so many other genres that could have been used, that could have been definitely highlighted in this. And, you know, they made it funny, and there was a lot of stuff about Alexander Hamilton I didn't know, and I'm not going to, you know, ruin it for people because they want to watch it. However, with everything going on, with Black Lives Matter and statues coming down, and although somebody tore down the Frederick Douglass statue, they destroyed a Frederick Douglass statue. I forget where it is. And Frederick Douglass was black and an abolitionist. And he, in fact, they want to rename Washington, D.C. for him. So I think you got just people want to destroy statues. There's no cause. That's just anarchy. But, I mean, they're, you know, they thought they were doing it for Black Lives Matter. They just destroyed a very historical figure, you know, that's helped abolish slavery. So I think people really need a history lesson. So Alexander Hamilton has a history that's not as glorified as some may think. He apparently was, I believe, involved in slave trade in the Caribbean before he came to the United States. He might not have himself owned slaves, but he had, I believe, married into a family that did. And so there are slave connections to Alexander Hamilton. So people want Alexander Hamilton. There's a show, Hamilton, now removed. And is it Lin-Manuel Miranda? Lin-Manuel Miranda was the main star. And he had gone on Twitter, and he showed his support for Black Lives Matter, and he wanted to apologize that Hamilton didn't, you know, embrace more, anti-racism sentiment. But it's interesting. What's so kind of interesting about this is you have a play and a musical that you thought would be safe from scrutiny. You would think that something like that, which is why it was really brilliantly executed, just in terms of the songs and the story and all that, it was really well done. But you would think it would have this protection because they're one of the most diversified musicals. And still, in when you look at the current protests and movements going on, something like that is still a target because it's idolizing, even though it's not idolizing, it's telling a story. It's a story about somebody who had a connection to slave trade. So you start to take a step back and go, okay, what is it that we want to do? You know, we had African Americans tell a story of a historical figure. They did it fantastically, but you take that off, you take that away, you almost now just, you know, you almost there just kind of attacked a very progressive, I mean, that was the first time I think in Broadway where you really had a very, very, you know, diversified cast. So, I think while we're doing this quote unquote reset that my friend Eric, I can't take credit for that term, my friend Eric did. But while we look at this reset and we look at history and we look at, you know, does it start to get to the point that as we try to change history and as we try to not idolize certain historical figures, I predicted this and I think a lot of us predicted it. A lot of times as you move forward, you almost destroy a lot of the work and a lot of the progress and a lot of the toiling and the blood and sweat and tears of the people who were oppressed that, you know, that unfortunately happened during that time. And so if we do get rid of history, if we do, you know, not teach about the founding fathers because they had a connection to that, if we don't teach that, then what about all those descendants of people who, like I said, well, we talked about Nazi and concentration camps, you know, stars and stripes. So let me take a second here. So for 4th of July, I always write stars and stripes forever, baby. Stars and stripes. That's the American flag. Yet, if I wanted to, I could say stars and stripes has to do with a Nazi Germany adoration, which it's not. Why? Well, because stars had to be put on Jews' coats and stripes were what they wore in the concentration camps. Well, I'm not going to do that. Okay, I'm not going to look at stars and stripes as concentration camps. Okay, I'm going to look at that as an American symbol. But you can almost look at anything right now and find that it will insult or it'll strike a chord anywhere. So even though I do think we need to reevaluate some of our statues and reevaluate some of the things that, you know, people have to unfortunately see that reminds them of a worse time for them, you know, at some point, when does this stop? Because almost everything can unfortunately be, you know, be criticized. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.